From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said Wednesday he is sticking with plans for a Sunday referendum on bailout terms demanded by European creditors, while voicing willingness to accept terms much like those his government has previously rejected. But Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem says no new talks are planned.
The main decision was that given the political situation, the rejection of the previous proposals, the referendum, which will take place on Sunday, and the no advice of the Greek government, we see no ground for further talks at this point.
The Greek Prime Minister is urging his country to vote no in the referendum on Sunday on the lender's plan for new restrictions in exchange for loans. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and Cuba have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations.
This is a historic step forward in our efforts to normalize relations with the Cuban government and people and begin a new chapter with our neighbors in the Americas.
Mr. Obama said the two nations plan to reopen their embassies later this month. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his government has invited the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit Tehran to work with Iranian officials. Word of Yukio Omano's trip comes a day after nuclear negotiators announced they were extending their deadline for an agreement to July 7th. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a terrorist attack on an Egyptian army checkpoint in the Sinai Peninsula Wednesday. At least 64 soldiers were killed. Officials say security forces killed 100 militants. The fighting was concentrated near the town of Sheikh Zuwaid. This is VOA News. The United Nations has declared its highest-level humanitarian emergency for Yemen, where it says more than 80% of the population is in desperate need of aid. UN officials Wednesday said 13 million Yemenis barely have enough food, and more than 9 million have little or no access to clean water. The Office of Russia's Prosecutor General is reviewing the legality of the independence granted to Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia in 1991 by the State Council of the former Soviet Union. The move, announced by the office Tuesday, has alarmed the Baltic states and strained even further their increasingly tense ties with Russia. The Kremlin denied on Wednesday any knowledge about the review. Officials say a violent incident between Pakistani and Afghan forces overnight has left one Afghan dead and two Pakistanis wounded. A military spokesman said Pakistani soldiers were engaged in construction activity at the Angur Adda border area when they came under attack from the Afghan side. An Afghan spokesman said his government has sent a special team to investigate. Indonesia's Air Force on Wednesday grounded its fleet of aging Hercules cargo planes after a C-130B crashed into a residential neighborhood. More than 140 bodies have been recovered from the crash site. Steve Herman has more.
Indonesia's President Joko Widodo is vowing to replace all old military planes after the tragedy in Medan, the latest in a series of deadly air crashes going back a quarter of a century. In a message sent via the Twitter social media site, the president wrote, "There must be an evaluation of the age of planes and defense systems. Hopefully we can stay away from disasters." Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
China's parliament has adopted a national security law that critics say will expand the country's suppression of political dissent. The Xinhua News Agency says the National People's Congress passed the bill Wednesday almost unanimously. The new law allows authorities to take all necessary measures to safeguard territorial sovereignty and ensure full control over the country's already tightly censored internet. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists took to the streets of Hong Kong Wednesday as the city marked the 18th anniversary of its handover from British to Chinese rule. There has been more political violence in Burundi. Police say six people were killed in Bujumbura when protesters fought with security forces. Burundians voted Monday in parliamentary elections, and the results are expected to be announced later this week. Activists say 77 people have been killed in street violence since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced that he would seek a third term. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day up. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.